You're with 91.3 WUKY. I'm Alan Lytle, and it is time for our weekly segment where we talk about the world of business as far as what's going on in Lexington. And joining me is the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Alan.
All right, so you had a chance to sit down and do an in-depth interview with newly reelected Mayor Jim Gray. What did you get from that?
We talked a lot about his plans for the next 4 years, really focusing on jobs. He mentioned that on election night and stuck with that a lot over the next 4 years in our interview last week. And one of the things that he stated in there was how important the University of Kentucky has been to the jobs in Lexington. They've added 9,000 jobs overall in Lexington since the beginning of his first term. And he says most of those, or many of those, are thanks to the university, which led to another question as far as the town-gown relations with the university and the city. And he said that a lot of the perceived dysfunction is just that, that he said it's a lot more perceived than it is real, and stated that that night, I interviewed him, I believe, on Wednesday, that he was going to a reception at the president's house later that night for a thing, and said that's something that's routine. We're together a lot. There's not a day that goes by that my office does not deal with the university, and we're good. Now, RUP, that's a different thing, but he said they have grown beyond RUP Arena.
All right, and regular listeners to our segment know that we talk an awful lot about the exploding bourbon business, and you have another angle to uncover here.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago we talked about the report that came out about the economic impact of bourbon in the state, and one of the things that has grown out of that is the newer craft bourbon distilleries, the smaller upstarts, are utilizing a lot of Kentucky grains, and so that has done wonders for the agricultural community here in Kentucky. But one of the aspects that have come up in that is the big boys still aren't quite doing it. And so what can be done in the future to get some of the larger distilleries, the well-established ones, to maybe come down to Kentucky with their grains? Because one of the concerns is they've been using the same farms in the same places for years and years and years. If they change that, does the flavor change? So there is still that balance to be done.
All right, we have to take care of some other business, and that is your departure. You have an announcement to make.
Yeah, this is actually, when you'll be hearing this, I will no longer be editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. Friday was my last day, moving to Indiana to be closer to my fiance, who's working on her PhD. And even though we're both natives of the Buckeye State and we'll be soon living in the Hoosier State, I consider Kentucky home, Lexington particularly. I've been here for 10 years and love it very much.
And we, of course, have enjoyed your visits here talking about the business world in Lexington. And obviously, we want to wish you the best of luck. And an announcement about the future of this segment will be forthcoming.
I appreciate it. Lexington's a very, very special place. And I hope nothing but for the best for it in the future. And I hope to be part of it myself.
And that'll wrap it up for this edition of BizLex Chat. For WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.